USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in his presidency, the Democratic-led House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the president of inciting a deadly mob assault on the Capitol last week.
Those insurrectionists were not patriots. They were not part of a political base to be catered to and managed. They were domestic terrorists, and justice must prevail.
But Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says impeachment is always on the Democrats' mind.
Impeachment is an itch that doesn't go away with just one scratch. It also seems that President Trump may be most likely to be impeached when he is correct.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the Senate won't convene early to accept the articles of impeachment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The CDC says over 9 million Americans have received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar saying more vaccine doses are being released to the general public, and now they're recommending everyone over the age of 65 receive a vaccine. Dr. Ajish Jha is the Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He joins ABC's Good Morning America to discuss some of the latest moves by the CDC and Health and Human Services.
I think this is, first of all, a really good move on Secretary Azar's part. You know, we're holding way too many vaccine doses back. We're in a crisis. And what people are saying is, let's get those doses out to people. The production system is working. We'll get second doses for everybody.
PBS has fired attorney Michael Beller, who called for children of Trump supporters to be put into re-education camps. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Google has suspended President Trump's YouTube channel and banned new uploads for a week. The video sharing site claimed concerns about the ongoing potential for violence as the reason for the decision. The president's YouTube channel has 2.77 million subscribers. YouTube joining Twitter and other social media sites that have blocked President Trump. Brian Brenberg is an economist with King's College. He says more competition is needed when it comes to social media.
These companies like Twitter are driven by things like daily active users. Well, what happens if millions of people just decide to shut it down and go somewhere else? What does that do to their daily active users? What does that do to their advertising? What does that do to their bottom line? They could feel this in big ways. And if they do, what it means is that somebody else has already captured, already moved into, and is already competing in this space.
A guest host is set to ask questions on one of your favorite game shows.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.